Hello and welcome to Lush Tums, the podcast, supporting you on your mothering journey during pregnancy, birth and beyond. Through yoga, education and community, we enable every woman we work with to connect more deeply to herself and her own innate wisdom. Find your tribe as you become a parent, making positive, informed choices that are right for you, because Lush Tums believes everything has a place. Join the two Claires as we connect, laugh and learn. In this space, everything is welcome. Hi everyone, welcome to Lush Tums, the podcast. I'm Claire McGill.
And I'm Claire Maddalena.
Claire and I just wanted to catch up with you all today, really, and introduce season three of Lush Tums, the podcast. We're really excited about some of the guests that are coming up, and we thought we'd let you know what we've been up to as well. So last season, we had to take a bit of a break whilst we focused on two very exciting things that we were working on, one of which is our online offering, where you can now practice pregnancy yoga around the world anytime you like with a small monthly membership fee. And this is something that Claire and I have been working really hard on for many years to create. We really wanted for everyone to be able to access the benefits of our classes if they can't make it to a real life one. So it was a real labour of love, wasn't it, Claire?
It certainly was. We just really hope that we've put all of our favourite practices in there for you to enjoy at home. Some of the stuff that we're hearing from people already is that they really love the yoga for section. So we've got this brilliant section that's all about yoga for backache or yoga for anxiety or yoga for digestive issues. So, you know, however you might be feeling in pregnancy, hopefully we've made something for everybody. And we've also popped things on there for every single trimester. So even if you're listening to this and you're just in your first trimester, there's actually some really lovely, gentle, nurturing practices for you too. So jump on there. You can find us in the App Store. It's Lush Tums Yoga. Or there's links from our main website, or it's just yoga.lushtums.co.uk, and you'll see the full catalogue of practices that you can use in every trimester, some brilliant birth prep, and we've just recently added some postnatal content too.
Yes, we've got some lovely videos that Kate filmed with her little girl Heidi, so you can do some yoga with your baby and follow what Kate and Heidi do. And I recorded some videos specifically to help you as you're recovering after birth and to help you reconnect with the pelvic floor. There's also some practices when you're feeling a bit stressed or overwhelmed, or if you're feeling achy from lack of sleep and night feeds, there's lots of practices there for you to enjoy.
The one other thing to mention about our brilliant online platform is that there's a whole community space that's available there that we're just starting to explore in. So if you are on the platform and you've got any questions at all for Claire or myself, you've basically got direct access to us. You can pop your questions into the community space and Claire or myself or one of our other lovely teachers will reply. And we just want to make that a lovely kind of private safe space for you guys. So anything you need, we're here offering that extra layer of support. Even if you can't see us in the real world, we will be right there with you on the online platform.
Yeah, come and say hi and let us know where you are in your pregnancy journey. And if you've got any questions, we'd love to be able to help you. And the other thing we've been doing is our teacher trainings. So this is something we've been doing together since 2018 and that Claire was doing by herself prior to that. And basically, we feel like we have the best job in the entire world. We absolutely love what we do. We love the people we meet and we love helping people through this special time in their lives. And we want more people to be able to offer classes in their areas too. So if you've ever thought, oh, I really quite fancy being a pregnancy yoga teacher, or I'd love to offer preparing for birth and baby courses, get in touch. We've got a online hybrid happening in April, which is a mixture of live Zooms with Claire and pre-recorded material that you can come and join us for that training if you like. And then from September, Claire, tell them what we're doing.
So from September, we are going to be exploring two avenues. One, very exciting, we're going to be back in the real world. We're going to be running live pregnancy yoga and birth prep teacher training from London, so accessible for you from wherever you are around the UK or even abroad. You know, we can come, we can get together, spend that time together and go through the training in the way that we would have done before COVID. So that's very exciting to be back in the real world with you.
Yeah, so look on our website for those details and get in touch if you have any questions. Come and join our wonderful teachers community full of the most passionate, lovely, kind people you'll meet.
We do love geeking out, talking about birth, babies, motherhood, pregnancy. So it's one of your favourite subjects.
If you're listening to this podcast, you probably already know that. But yeah. we do it for more than just an hour in one go, and you get to have your say too. So please do come and join us. So I was editing some of the episodes that we recorded last year that unfortunately didn't have time to go through the editing back then and get them out when we wanted. But it's actually been really lovely to revisit some of the conversations we had back then. And something that really struck me, and Claire and I were talking about, is how we have, in one week, we have Dr. Victoria Medland, who's an obstetrician. And the next week we have Kate Woods, who is a doula and the founder of Conscious Birthing, so training other doulas. And quite often in the birth world, there's this narrative that's quite divisive, and perhaps even this idea that you can either have a very medicalized birth and you subscribe to that model of care, or you ignore all of that and you just do your own thing in your own way without any medical assistance. And actually, we all know that the vast majority of the time, neither of those things is true. For most people, there is an element of medical input, sometimes more than others. And for all people, no matter what circumstances, they can really tap into their own inner power and innate wisdom. So we feel like everything has a place, and also we can get stuck with the idea that if something doesn't fit in with our narrow view of things, then must lack value.
We feel quite passionate, having worked with thousands of real people over, for me now it's been over 16 years, that you know, we have to prepare really for all kinds of ways that birth can unfold. And there's not one right or wrong way in the birth field. Nothing's particularly good or bad. It's just how it is for us in the moment. And what we really need are, you know, is education and tools to help us make our own informed choices, make sure that we are being heard and listened to and respected, and that we can you know, use these tools from the yoga, like the breathing and the movement and the relaxation, to trust our bodies and our babies to do as much as they can. And then sometimes, even with all that going on, sometimes the babies have a different idea of how they're going to come into the world, or maybe people develop a different medical condition later on and it does require medical assistance. And then aren't we so grateful that we have a really robust medical support team there that can help us and help our babies. You know, they're just there striving for safety and that everyone's going to be okay. So what we hope with Lush Tums is that we are able to traverse all parts of this spectrum, even when it can be really polarized and divisive. that we want to hold the space for everyone, that, you know, everything has a place, everyone's unique, everyone's going to have their unique pregnancy, birth and mothering experience, and we hope to provide some love and support to help them with their process and their experience, and let that be as positive for them as it can be. So we're really chuffed that we've got these two podcasts. They're actually from season two, but they've just gone out in the last couple of weeks. We're really chuffed we've got them both, offering kind of very different perspectives. One very much about medical centric experience, talking mainly about cesareans, you know, right at that end of the spectrum. And the other talking about, you know, what it means to be a doula or have a doula and supporting women with more of a physiological vaginal birth experience, if it unfolds like that. Obviously, doulas can work across the full spectrum too, and will support people if they're having cesareans. But it just kind of speaks to the fact that Claire and I are super inclusive when it comes to our content and our podcast and the kinds of conversations we want to have, because everything has a place, and none of us have got a crystal ball. We don't know how it's going to unfold for us. All we can do is prepare, get educated, and get all the support we need in along the way.
Absolutely. And taking an active part in your care and making those choices can really help you feel empowered regardless of how birth unfolds. So it's not necessarily about where it is or how it happens, but how you feel about it. And what I found really interesting, Claire, was that both Kate and Victoria talked about language and how important that is. And this is something we talk about in our classes and in our trainings as well, how the words people use, how that can make someone feel in those most vulnerable of moments. And I thought it was really interesting that Victoria was thinking of those things in her job. She was talking about the discussion she would have with people she was providing care for and answering their questions and giving them all the information so that they could then make that informed choice, and talking about the NICE guidelines with regard to shared decision making and how perhaps it's not being rolled out quite as much as we'd like at the moment, but that is something that we're aiming for. Yeah, I realised that it was actually, although from first glance there might have been huge differences, there was a lot of crossover, a lot of similarities, and it really came back to that person in that moment supporting a woman to birth the way that needs to be birthed. And I thought that was quite interesting.
Yeah, more similarities than differences, you know.
Absolutely. And yet, you know, that doesn't fit the media narrative, which enjoys a black and white and divisive view. We like to perhaps remind people there is all the shades of grey in between, and you don't have to be one or the other. You can absolutely be both. And I think that's really important. We hope you've enjoyed the podcast we did with Vicky and with Kate, and we also really hope you got your teeth stuck into the one we did with Dominique Sikorski, which I felt was full of gold for anyone just navigating a relationship. You know, we were specifically speaking to those that have perhaps just had a baby and how we might navigate our relationship as everything changes, and how we might return to intimacy following the birth of a baby. But actually, all of the information Dominique gave, I think anyone in any kind of relationship can learn a huge amount. And it was such an interesting conversation to have that I feel so many people will be able to take things away and actually perhaps improve their relationships a little bit. Maybe the rules for an argument might be something that helps you with conflict going forward. And perhaps having that idea of celebrating difference as opposed to repelling it might really change your perspective going forward. We've recorded some new ones that I'm looking forward to you all having a listen to. We've got the incredible Tony Harmon, who is the author of The Microbirth Effect, and who produced the film Microbirth with her partner Alex. So anyone who's been in the birth world will probably already know all about Tony's work and will be very excited to listen to it. If it's all kind of a new concept to you, it's probably not a new concept, because if you've heard of gut health, if you've ever taken a probiotic, if you've ever heard of antibiotic resistance, all of this is going to be very relevant to you, particularly around what the effect of those things has as a baby's born. We've also got the lovely Erin from Better Birth UK, and she's a birth advocate and a hypnobirthing teacher and antenatal educator. So right on our page with Nerding Out, we had a really great conversation with her about her journey, and we've got a few more exciting ones coming up.
And we'll be announcing the next podcast as and when they go live on our Instagram. You'll probably find it also on our Facebook. And if you're not already on our newsletter, mail list, pop onto one of our websites, get yourself signed up so you can hear about the next episode dropping via a newsletter straight into your inbox.
So I think we'll leave it there for today then, Claire. Please do get in touch with us on Instagram or Facebook, or send us an email, or sign up to the newsletter. We'd love to hear from you. And if you like our podcasts, if you enjoy them, please, 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 prettiest of pleases, can you rate and review and also share them with a friend? So we'd love people to listen to these conversations as well and enjoy them and hear about the work that we do. Love you guys. Take care. See you soon.
Loads of Lush Times love. Bye, guys.